think Wisconsin or Minnesota is the better place to live and why? We will examine that question this hour as we talk with our guest who was born and raised in Wisconsin and moved to Minnesota many years ago. He says you should consider moving to Minnesota too. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Our guest says he loves Wisconsin. He was born and raised in Wisconsin, but he says it is better in Minnesota. He'll tell us why, and you can tell us what you think, or if you have reasons why you think Wisconsin is better than Minnesota. But you need to be Midwest nice if you do that. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Bill McMahon. He works as an analyst and technology consultant in the area of employment and workforce development around the U.S. He recently wrote a piece for the Minnesota Post, or the Min Post, titled, "Hey Wisconsin, Move to Minnesota." Good morning.
Hello.
Thanks a lot for being with us. Now, I know you were a little nervous that you thought that Wisconsin Public Radio listeners might give you a hard time, but I want to let you know that we have an overwhelming response to your piece on our Facebook page. It hasn't been up all that long, and more than 60 people shared it already, 40 people commented on it, and I would say without I didn't count them every last one, but most of them are agreeing with you. So does that surprise you?
You know, it's hard to say. I stopped looking at the comments probably, you know, an hour or so after I wrote it, and they started coming in. And, you know, it's just, again, I wrote this to kind of create a conversation, and it sounds like it's happening. So I think that's good.
Yeah. Well, give us your brief bio. You were born and raised in the Milwaukee area.
Yeah, I mean, I was born actually in the city of Milwaukee on the south side. And then as a grade school kid, I spent my time in Kenosha, a lot of time in Kenosha. And then moved on up to Racine for high school. And then headed over to Madison for undergrads, which had, you know, it was a blast. It was great. And then I did a little stint in Minnesota, tried to find a job in Wisconsin, came up here for a while, and then moved back to grad school at UW-Milwaukee, where I studied urban planning. And then I looked for a job in Wisconsin. For some reason, I just had a hard time finding a job in Wisconsin and ended up getting a job at the city of Minneapolis. So that's what kind of brought me back up. I was like a community planner in Minneapolis for a while and then worked in other capacities up here. And that's, you know, I've been up here probably since the early 90s.
Yeah. And you say in your piece that you love beer and brats and the Green Bay Packers. I am so Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, I look at the order of that. I think it's probably beer, Packers, and brats, but all of the above, yes. You know, I bleed green and gold. It's an obsession, and I know many of your listeners do. So, you know, I spend my Sundays trying to figure out how to see the Packer games because some of them are blocked out up here. But because we're not too far from Wisconsin, we have a lot of Wisconsin residents here, and I will head over to a local bar where it's, you know, 100% Wisconsin fans and feel like I'm right back in Wisconsin. So yes, I do identify with all of the above, and do miss, you know, Wisconsin. And I do have a part-time recreational property there, so I do spend a lot of time in western Wisconsin, which is fun too.
So you can get a Wisconsin fix there, and when you can, you will drive to Lambeau to catch a Packers game in Green Bay. In fact, you write in your piece that you are challenging, or at least offering that readers or listeners, I'll say, can give our guest reasons why he should move back to Wisconsin. And you wrote, "I'll even start it for you: the Green Bay Packers." So that's the biggest thing that you miss, and or that you think Wisconsin has over Minnesota.
Well, I mean, again, like I'm just like anybody who's moved out of my state. I've got family, my sister in Point and her family, my sister in Milwaukee, and you know, I miss my family often. I get homesick now and then, and you know, but I'm not too far away. I also wrote that in my piece as well that, you know, you can just hop the border. The Twin Cities is pretty much become sort of a border community, with lots of commuters from Hudson and western Wisconsin, which has grown quite a bit over there on the border. And, yeah, so I feel like I'm, you know, definitely still a Wisconsinite.
And you say, though, that like many ex-Wisconsinites who have landed and settled in Minnesota, I know there is no way I'm going to move back to my home state. So, boy, what makes you so sure it's that much better in Minnesota?
You know, that's a good question. You know, I made a list. That list was meant to sort of stimulate some discussion. But, you know, I think there's some serious issues, particularly lately, you know, when you're talking about Minnesota's economy is doing pretty good. I know Wisconsin's done better, but there's differences across the board when it comes to job pay. We've got good health care here, and lots of good schools. You know, we've got state budget surplus, those sorts of things that, you know, when you add a lot of it up, you really have to say that, you know, it's starting to become you know, significant, perhaps, in terms of quality of life, you know, if you're looking at maybe sending a kid to a school or university that may be threatening to have to absorb budget cuts and things like that, or, you know, getting health care, access to it. I know Minnesota has accepted federal money for extending Medicaid, for instance, and Wisconsin hasn't, so there's a lot of people I even know in Wisconsin some people who've been impacted by those kinds of things, and I think those are significant, particularly when people are working and paying taxes and to the federal government, and they're not getting their money back, essentially. So those kinds of things, you know, really, I think, if you add a lot of them up, they do start to make a difference.
Yeah. The number one on your list, Minnesota has, one, higher wages, medium annual household income. From data from 2015. In Minnesota, the annual income, $68,730. In Wisconsin, $55,425. So you're you know about workforce development and these sort of things. Why is that? Why is it that Minnesota has such a higher median annual household income?
Well, that's a really good question, and I think, you know, to really get at that, you'd have to drill into the numbers. I mean, overall, it would mean that probably, I mean, actually, you know, the wages are just across the board a little lower for the average Wisconsin worker, and it comes out in these, this is a high-level number, okay? You'd have to, you know, break it down by sector, you know. Perhaps more people are working in, we have a lot of medical folks here, medical technology. We may have sectors that pay more money, you know, perhaps on an average annual wage than Minnesota in some sectors. So it would really, you know, depends on how you look at it. But overall, I mean, that's just a real number, and it's, you know, job quality is an issue that we all face. Minnesota faces the same issue. You have a lot of folks that have maybe done better in technology fields or science, healthcare, and you've had a lot of folks that are, you know, sort of stuck in maybe lower service level jobs, and that adds up over time, and these numbers start to, you know, diverge if one economy is, you know, heading in one direction, another one is a little bit, you know, lagging in higher paying jobs or job growth. So I would argue with that, but go ahead.
We're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we will also welcome callers. If you want to talk about why you would or would not move to Minnesota, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Bill McMahon. He works as an analyst and technology consultant in the area of employment and workforce development around the U.S. He recently wrote a piece that was titled, Hey Wisconsin, Move to Minnesota. And we wonder what you think. We have a lot of comments on Facebook already, and we will share many of those when we after we check news. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We're doing a little friendly comparing and contrasting between Wisconsin and Minnesota this hour. We are talking with a guest who is a Wisconsin native. He loves Wisconsin, but he moved to Minnesota many years ago, and he says he would never move back. He says that things are better in Minnesota. Bill McMahon is our guest. He wrote a piece that was titled, Hey Wisconsin, Move to Minnesota. And we wonder if you would follow his advice or not, and why or why not. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. His piece, which we have posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, has a long list of reasons why he thinks life is better in Minnesota than it is in Wisconsin. And we've already talked about some of the big ones. You know, income is higher in Minnesota. There's more jobs in Minnesota. Better health care, he says. Better education. And there's a lot of fun things on this list, too, that we will go over. And again, we welcome the reasons why you would stay in Wisconsin or why you would consider moving to Minnesota. We have so many comments on Facebook. Let me share at least one or two of them. Wendy on Facebook says, I spent the first 28 years of my life in Madison. Now I live in Duluth. It pains me to see what Scott Walker has done to Wisconsin. Minnesota is a more progressive state, but that translates for me to what appears to be a more healthy and a loving place to live. Well, I knew it, most of the comments do have a political twist to them, Bill. Is that one of the reasons why life is better in Minnesota than it is in Wisconsin, because current politics have changed things?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think... you know, if you read the piece, there's a, you know, it's, I sort of wrote it, you know, to try to avoid drilling into political, you know, reasons why, you know, living here might be better than living over there. But on the other hand, I mean, we have to understand and face the fact that, you know, public policy decisions are being made by governors and legislatures, and they make a big difference in people's lives. And I think, The comment on Facebook, you know, is someone else who's speaking from their own experience. I do know that, you know, we've had a Democratic governor, Dayton, for 4 years, and our legislature is Republican. And we've, since I've been here, it's you know, we've never, I'm trying to think if we've ever had, you know, one political party control the entire legislature. We did a few times, I think. But I think, you know, one of the things I wrote there is that, you know, they actually negotiate and they do compromise. Like right now, they're trying to figure out what to do with a budget surplus. And, you know, they're talking a lot about education and a lot of bottom line, you know, quality of life things to do with that money. So, you know, yes, I do think it matters. I think the healthcare, again, I was trying to think what triggered my, you know, why did I want to write this piece, you know, in the first place? How did this happen? But, you know, this whole discussion around healthcare, there's a lot of folks out there hurting, and we all know that. And I think that, you know, people express themselves at the voting booth in November, and they're hoping that healthcare gets, you know, addressed. And again, I mentioned District 1 Representative Ryan. I think, you know, they just kicked the can down the road. So I think these things are very serious for folks living not only in Wisconsin, but across the country. So, yes, I would agree with that comment.
Yeah. Stephanie on Facebook says, that is where I'm planning on moving, Minnesota, after living here in Wisconsin since 1988. I am looking for property in northern Wisconsin. Walker and his Republicans have ruined the state. Matthew on Facebook says, my daughter just finished her first year at the University of Minnesota, and she is not coming home. The Twin Cities are wonderful, and she is encouraging us to make a move. Let's see. On the other hand, Jesse on Facebook says, I'm a former Minnesota resident who moved to Wisconsin. I have been here long enough to consider it my home, though I will always be a Minnesotan at heart. I want to help Wisconsin thrive. But it's getting harder and harder with our current government. I'm watching friends and colleagues jump over the border due to the better working conditions and the general quality of life in Minnesota. I am willing to stay and do my part to improve Wisconsin, but it's getting hard to stay motivated when so much is going wrong with our state government. Boy, I mean, one after another after another. Is it your sense, Bill, that there are so many Wisconsinites jumping over the border due to better working conditions and better quality of life in Minnesota?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. I think, you know, we've had a lot of job growth in the Twin Cities area primarily. That has always been the economic engine in this state. And I think, you know, we have issues with job issues in other parts of the state. I mean, up north, the Duluth region and the range up there has had issues with the mining industry and so forth. But the economic engine of the Twin Cities just appears to be doing quite well, and to the point we have a labor shortage. So, I made a link to an article about that labor shortage online on the article. And I think that, you know, I spent a lot of time out and about and in my current neighborhood in St. Paul. I've got Wisconsin residents living on my block, like lots of them. Like I talked about Packers getting blacked out up here, mm-hmm. which is a real problem for us Packer fans. So, you know, I will spend time in, you know, on Grand Avenue. There's a place over there, Billy's on Grand, there are hundreds of Packer fans in there, and they all, if you meet and talk to a lot of those folks, they all come here for jobs, okay? And I just think it's probably been going on for quite some time, but, you know, I'm not that surprised by those comments, because I think if you get out of college and you're looking around, this is not a bad place to look for a job. I didn't put housing in my list, but, you know, both Wisconsin and Minnesota have fairly reasonable housing when you look at costs, when you look across the country. I mean, if you tried to move to Seattle right now or San Francisco, I mean, it's almost impossible to pay rent, you know, without an enormous, you know, salary. So there's a lot to offer here when you combine affordable housing with good jobs.
Well, now our lines are full with callers who want to join in. Dave in Hillsboro disagrees with you. Bill, let's go to Dave. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. What are your thoughts?
Good. I just wanted to say that I have lived in Colorado, Texas, Kansas, Florida, and Missouri, as well as Wisconsin. I live in Hillsboro now. I could not disagree with you more. From the summer festivals to all the things that you can do outside, boating, fishing, camping, hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Both, like I told your call screener, that it's probably in no small part to the family that I married into. But in my opinion, Wisconsin is paradise. I've done better financially here, especially under Scott Walker, than I have in any other state. So I just wanted to add a little bit of dissent. And I'm still a Bronco fan. I was born and raised in Colorado. but Packers are second on my list, man. Absolutely love them.
There we go. Well, how about that? You know, what about it's paradise here in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, I was thinking about this after I wrote this list. I would agree with the caller in many ways. How can you beat Summerfest and the festivals on the lake? I mean, they're great. I could make a list of when they say I love Wisconsin. I mean, I could make a list of many of the things the caller mentioned about being outdoors up north. Or any, all parts of the state. Lots of opportunities for recreational fun. Great, you know, I do miss Lake Michigan. You know, it's beautiful along the lake and up in Door County and so forth. Along Bayfield up there is really great. So, yeah, I do think that, you know, obviously there's people definitely, you know, benefiting from some of the great things Wisconsin has to offer. So, I was really looking in the aggregate, really, at these indicators, you know, that are broad across the spectrum of a whole state. So, I'm happy the caller's having a great time in Wisconsin and thriving. Yeah. It's great.
And when it comes to the hunting, you do have on the list fishing, hunting, lakes, guns, a camo. We have excellent fishing and hunting and some huge Cabela stores to get all set up. So there is that aspect of Minnesota culture, too, where that's going on. In fact, I was going to tease you about the one thing that I heard Wisconsin has over Minnesota when it comes to our lakes is that while Minnesota says it's the land of 10,000 lakes, someone actually counted them in Wisconsin, and we have more than 15,000 lakes. So we have more lakes than Minnesota.
And I have heard that. So that's great. And I think, you know, when I did the list too, I was thinking, like, and particularly with that one, you know, there's a lot of people, like your last caller, who really love, you know, I don't know if they're hunting and fishing a lot, but I spent a lot of time in Wisconsin, and you know, I'm just trying to reassure people if they move over, they have plenty of opportunities to continue that, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of that there,
the things that they love. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was why that one made the list. So.
Dan in Drummond is with us. Hello, Dan.
Hello. I have to say, I think I can understand why your guest moved to Minnesota from Milwaukee and that. But I think if he would have grown up in northern Wisconsin, I don't believe he would have moved.
Well, do you have any way to address that hypothetical, Bill?
Well, I think that's a really good point. I think, you know, the economy across Wisconsin varies quite a bit. Southeast Wisconsin is heavily manufacturing. As I note in my piece, you know, They when I was young in Southeast Wisconsin, a lot of things were made there. Cars, saxophones, Racine tractors, and a lot of that's gone. And that has an impact on people's, you know, ability to stay in their community or if you try to get a good job. So there are parts of Wisconsin, like Western Wisconsin, like I mentioned earlier, I think it's one of the fastest growing regions. And a lot of folks love, River Falls and that and those communities and Eau Claire and those folks. So yeah, I do think that's a factor. You know, if you don't have economic opportunity or that you're living through, I graduated during a recession back in the early 80s, you know, you have to widen your geographic scope of where you want to work. So I do think that's a good point.
We have better beer in Wisconsin, don't we?
The beer question? there again, I just wanted to reassure Wisconsinites, because they do have great beer in Wisconsin, that there's been quite a bit of new craft beer breweries here, and there's plenty of opportunities here as well. So I do cross the border often, and, you know, there's state laws, like some of these breweries in Wisconsin can't sell their beer here and vice versa. So,
yeah, you got to pick up your spotted cow here.
Yeah, I've got my favorites over there, and I just want to assure people that if they come over here, I think they'd find some good stuff too. So.
Yeah, and you do, on a more serious note, on the beer, that while Minnesota has good craft beer, it doesn't rival Wisconsin when it comes to being, would you put it, the booziest state in the nation. Wisconsin is the booziest state in the nation, and Minnesota doesn't overindulge as much.
Well, that one made, it depends how you look at that. I actually, a friend and I were looking at some of the statistics around beer consumption after this was published, and Minnesota is up there as well, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of gallons per person, but not as high as Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And that's actually, I think we looked at it in there's states ahead of Wisconsin, like North Dakota, I think, is up there.
Yeah, that's true. It kind of varies a little bit. I think the upper Midwest does imbibe more than the rest of the nation.
Yeah, and that was just, it comes up a lot in the media, you know, this issue of Wisconsin and, you know, the drinking culture and so forth. So I just put it in there as something to consider.
Dwayne in Hayward is with us. Hello, Dwayne.
Yeah, good morning. If you want to live in a more progressive state with a stronger government and worse laws, move to Minnesota. Please, get out of Wisconsin. Minnesota has long been known as a land that allows nothing.
The land that allows nothing. Like, what doesn't it allow, Dwayne?
Well, it's got worse zoning laws. It's got worse environmental laws as far as business goes. It's got more taxes. It's just... overall, a more progressive government.
So the more progressive government means that there is more taxation and regulation. So that's something that Minnesota has on us, but Dwayne doesn't think that's a good thing, Bill.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point. I just think it depends on what you're going to talk about, what you're talking about in terms of regulations and so forth. I mean, Wisconsin has zoning laws, and some of those can be, you know, we have zoning, they have zoning. So it all depends on, you know, what you're looking at, what industry you're looking at, what type of regulation you're looking at, what kind of tax you're looking at. Taxes are complicated, as everybody knows. Again, as a valid point, I just think that we also benefit from some of these regulations. In a big way, you know, too. So, and I also think if you look at some of these arguments that are being made about less government equals more economic prosperity, you'd have to take a look at Minnesota and say, well, if we do have all this regulation and so-called more government, then why are economic indicators better, particularly in the last 5 years, you know? Yeah. And that's a question I would just pose for people to consider and take a look at. So,
yeah, in fact, just briefly on taxes before we go to our news break, while income taxes might be higher, lower property taxes. You say that Minnesota has a property tax rate that's lower than the national average. Wisconsin's rate is the fifth highest in the U.S. So I guess it depends on what tax you look at.
Yeah, I do. And I think that there's sort of a... you know, without drilling into all these specifics, I think that, mm-hmm. you know, you want to take something like property taxes and look at it. I mean, I know I don't have to explain this to Wisconsinites. I know they will tell you about their property taxes, and I do pay some.
On your second home. I'm going to jump in because we do have news next, and then we will talk more with Bill McMahon, who lives in Minnesota, though he is a Wisconsin native, and he says that you should move to Minnesota, too. It's better there. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with Bill McMahon, who is the author of a piece that ran recently in the Min Post. It was titled, Hey, Wisconsin, Move to Minnesota. Bill was born and raised in Wisconsin, moved to Minnesota many years ago, says that while he loves Wisconsin, he would never move back, that things are just better in Minnesota. We wonder what you think, whether you agree or not. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Back to the phones, and Barb in Green Bay is with us. Hello, Barb.
Hi. I actually grew up in Wisconsin, but I lived in Minnesota over 30 years. And I moved back a few years ago, and I am very impressed with, although we have lower wages, the cost of living is so much less expensive. I live in Green Bay, and I pay several hundred dollars less a month for an apartment than I would in the Twin Cities. And also, culturally, there are so many things that are reasonable. We have a lifelong learning program for $110 a year. We can take almost unlimited classes, and Minnesota does not have the equivalent of Door County. They have many beautiful areas, and I go up there a lot, of course, being in Green Bay. But in the summer, virtually every single day, I could go to a free outdoor concert between Green Bay and Door County, and that does not happen in the Twin Cities.
So, all right. Thank you, Barb. So we'll talk a little bit about the arts and culture of Minnesota, comparing it to Wisconsin. At least Barb says she's got a lot of it in Green Bay.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, I would acknowledge for sure. I mean, obviously, Door County is great. My father is from Kaukauna originally, born there. So I've spent a fair amount of time in the valley and up into Green Bay. So, yeah, it's a beautiful area. You head up north, Sturgeon Bay. Cost of living and housing, you know, again, we're pretty good here. There is some concern because of the economic activity and the growth in jobs that housing markets may go up. So that is a concern. I think it's a concern in a lot of places. The housing costs have kind of risen quite a bit lately, and people are wondering, like, how far that's going to kick up. As far as arts and culture, I would take issue with the fact that we don't have live music or outdoor concerts. We have lots of that going on in all parts of the Twin Cities. Downtown St. Paul, there's been a lot going on down there. Mayor Coleman has really done a great job with public arts and culture. And, you know, so I think across the board, there's plenty here. Theater, we have, I think, the most theaters per capita in the U.S. In the Twin Cities. And, you know, again, it's pretty, as I said in my piece, it really, whatever you really want to do in the arts and culture world, you can do it here. So,
yeah. In fact, John, we had a caller who, John, who called in but couldn't stay, he said one of the big differences is that the people in Minnesota have a cultural fund. He says that in Minnesota there is a lot of grant money for individual artists and projects. They have a greater creative environment, and that makes a big difference. John claims that Governor Walker eliminated this in Wisconsin. I'm not exactly sure that's true, but are you familiar with, grant money available for artists and projects and creative things?
I mean, I'm aware of some of that, yes. Mm-hmm. I do know I'm involved in the music world a little bit with jazz, and I know folks who have written grants to various foundations who support the arts here. And I would say also, you know, that our legislature and our governor have supported some pretty big projects, including the Walker Arts Center rebuild, which is, you know, the Walker Arts Center. Take a look at that. The whole sculpture garden is being redone. If anybody's familiar with the spoon with the cherry in it, that garden in Minneapolis, that's all being renovated right now. And the Guthrie Theater along the river is also relatively new in the last 5-10 years. And so there's significant investment, and there's a lot of pride in those cultural institutions here.
You know, we talked when we first started about the Packers in Green Bay being one of the attributes of Wisconsin. Parker on Facebook says, Minnesota is an amazing state all around, especially the Twin Cities and Duluth. And then he writes, state of hockey, exclamation point. So, and hockey is on your list, too. So you consider that a Benny, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, well, back in the day when I grew up in Wisconsin, we didn't have a whole lot of hockey, but I played a little bit of it. I was around when I think they put their first ice rink in Kenosha, but I never was very good at it. And when I moved up here, I saw little kids, you know, 5-year-olds going off to hockey practice. And I asked my neighbor, I said, hey, can little kids 5 years old play hockey? And she's like, heck yeah. You know, so as soon as my kid was able to play hockey, my oldest boy, you know, he was playing in leagues and having a lot of fun, particularly during the winter when you really want to get out and do things. So it's big here. Yeah. It's got a lot of, I mean, it can get a little overwhelming if you're really, you know, a kid who wants to be competitive at the high school level. But it's a lot of fun. And the Minnesota High School Hockey Tournament, is really a lot of people take off work. It sells out at the Excel Center, literally, you know, 15,000-20,000 people spend 4 days watching excellent high school hockey, and it's on TV, and it's sort of a fun event for the whole state.
Let's go back to the phones and go to Dave in Cuba City. Hi, Dave.
Hi. I've lived in Wisconsin for much of my life, and several of those years I was in River Falls and St. Croix Falls. Mm-hmm. So I'm familiar with the border wars and, you know, the bragging rights for Super Bowl wins for the Green Bay Packers compared to the number of Super Bowl wins for the Minnesota Vikings, which I think is zero yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I think generally, and I mean really generally, Minnesota's economy and culture and everything kind of, you know, got founded or is based a lot on the Democratic Farm Labor Party from years ago. And right now, I mean, they're doing very well in terms of economy. And on the other hand, Wisconsin's political climate is probably generally a little more independent. It has more swing and give to it. But my friends in Minnesota really do look at Wisconsin as being quite primitive, especially in the realm of education. That's the one big knock. And I think I've seen some surveys and research that Wisconsin isn't as doing well academically as it was, you know, 30 or 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And my friends in Minnesota say, why are you cutting spending for your schools when it's that workforce training that fuels the economy? And so that's where Minnesota has a big edge.
Yeah, we have a couple of big areas there in limited time. Bill, do you know, you do talk about education in, mm-hmm. in your piece, well-funded universities, state colleges, and technical schools.
Mm-hmm.
You write, we aren't hurting and cutting like you all. So do you think Minnesota's schools and education is better than Wisconsin?
You know, I just wanted to say a little bit about the first comment about the border war with the Vikings. You know, just wanted to let the caller know that the Vikings saved money because they didn't need a trophy case or a Super Bowl trophy on their new stadium. So I just want to let everybody know that. As far as education, you know, that's a complicated subject, obviously. I think, you know, both states have had a tradition of very strong, you know, high school, grade school, technical college, and, you know, state university systems. And, you know, I can only speak anecdotally from people telling you that, you know, there's been concerns, you know, at all levels about funding for, you know, to keep Wisconsin's you know, quality of education up to where it, you know, it has been, and that's a big concern. And Minnesota, like I said, the budget surplus that they have here now, and the legislature is discussing, you know, how much money is going to go into education right now, and the $1.65 billion that they have as a surplus. So it's a big concern, particularly over time. You know, things change, and if you diminish the quality of the schools, it's very difficult to bring that back up to par. So,
yeah. Gloria in Platteville. Hi, Gloria. We're almost out of time, but this your comment fits in very well to this discussion.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I just agree entirely. I have a son that lives in Minnesota and grandchildren, and I go there, and I just kind of cry when I come here because I think about the education system. Scott Walker's just not a pro educator. Done a lot of things to the UW-Madison. My daughter graduated from UW-Madison, and
Gloria, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to cut you short, but we are almost out of time. She also wanted to say the teachers love it in Minnesota, whereas the teachers may not love it as much in Wisconsin since Act 10. You do bring up, and only a minute to go, collective bargaining for public employees is still a part of Minnesota life.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, that I've read about Act 10, you know, and read some of the impacts of it, and it's been pretty severe. And you know, you just that's a drastic change. So it remains to be seen what the overall longer term effects are going to be of you know, I mean, you're talking about things like attracting quality teachers and keeping them there and encouraging them to stay. It's a big issue. So
in our final 30 seconds, Bill, what do you hope results from your piece?
Well, you know, I mean, I think conversations like this are good. I wanted to point out that I think, as you mentioned, is, you know, a civil conversation, discourse, not, you know, this doesn't have to be a bragging rights thing or a political or culture war type of, you know, discussion. I think taking some of these issues on one at a time and really, you know, hoping to have more folks, you know, just basically learn more about these and perhaps, you know, in Wisconsin, address these, you know.
Thank you very much for being with us. Bill McMahon, his piece, Hey, Wisconsin, Move to Minnesota, is posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page.